Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Bell. Speaking of Raw, he had to answer the question about why Cousins, because a lot of you are still in your bag about, well, why not the other guy? Of course, that would have been Justin Fields, who's now in Pittsburgh. And Mike, maybe he ultimately ends up being the starter there. We don't know how that's all going to shake out, but Mike Tomlin has said he is going to at least start the season or start the camp with Russell Wilson. Here's Raheem Morris talking about why Cousins is the right fit right now.
You know, the excitement, bringing in Kurt, it comes along with a lot of pressure, particularly on Kurt and myself. But it's only pressure if you don't have the pieces around him. And I just felt like just getting the job day one with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, being able to add, you know, all these different players that we added throughout the offseason really fired me up to be able to get those guys in there to be around him. He's a leader of men. I couldn't think of a better scenario for the Atlanta Falcons and Raheem Morris, to be honest.
How much pressure is on Raheem? And the fact that he made this decision to go with Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's still the best quarterback that's available. I know some guys who don't want Cousins are hung up on the the Achilles. By the way, his cap hit is like not even the top 10. It's $25 million this year.
They structured that thing the right
correct.
Way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Somebody tell Shannon Sharp and Cam Newton that on the podcast. but as far as, you know.
But yeah, I'm bitter.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. Just much.
Come on, Cam. Let it go.
It's egregious.
That's egregious.
Let it go, Cam.
Revel in everyone's success. Let's all be happy. People are making money. Just not you right now in the NFL. I apologize, pal.
I'm bitter.
I hate to see your career cut short. You know?
At least he owned it, though. He did own it. I'm bitter. Yeah. I'm mad. P.O.'d.
But, yeah, we have Dr. DeSantis. Some people say I'm bitter. Yes. No, yes. Well, yeah, you are. But this one is on Raheem.
Because not the full sound bite.
You cannot get to the draft picks that you wanted. And then there's going to be that you hope you get C.J. Stroud, but it's going to be 50-50. You may just crap out, and then we're right back to square one. We're going to roll the dice. We've got a three-year window to win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. That's as simple as it gets. And if we haven't won playoff games, then Raheem Morris won't be here.
I didn't want to spend the whole time on the Cowboys, but CeeDee Lamb, Mike, not expected at voluntary workouts, entering the final year of his rookie deal.
What part of voluntary don't you get, Jerry Jones?
He's earning $17.9 million for his fifth-year option. He wants a long-term deal, so he is not there. But he's been a regular attendee in the past. Bother you at all, or is this just another issue they're going to have to deal with?
I just feel the Cowboys have got – we just touched on the money. They got no loot, and the team is good enough to get to the playoffs but not good enough to get through. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see, can they find impact players in this draft?
Good luck.
You know, it's just a strange time for the Cowboys, man. You just feel like they're – like we talk about how Buffalo's window is closed. You're always going to have a shot with a great quarterback like Josh Allen, and you should have a shot with a quarterback like Dak, but you just have a feeling the Cowboys have missed this last 3 years of playoffs, right?
I agree with you. Speaking of quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson said he's back to throwing at full speed. He, again, is working his way back from last year's season-ending right shoulder injury. Look, this is no secret for Deshaun and his folks. He's got to show up this year. I mean, you've been getting paid for the last 3 years, and the Browns went to bat for you and basically covered your butt when they said, hey, we know you got these trials going on and all this stuff off the field. Cool, we'll structure the contract, and so this way it will help you, it will help us. Deshaun Watson's got to ball out this year.
Right. It's going down the road of being the worst trade in the history of the NFL, and it might be that, as we always reference it, unless Cleveland can get to a Super Bowl, it's going to be so one-sided. Now they did get to the playoffs last year, albeit with Flacco. So that's the other thing. The team is good enough to get in the playoffs, but you're missing the guy who's supposed to be the difference maker, who's like that X factor that Deshaun was those first 2 years, and he's trying to remember those first 2 years in Houston. Meanwhile, speaking of Cleveland, this will take pressure off of him. Nick Chubb, according to Kevin Stefanski, working hard attacking his rehab.
That's great.
That's almost like getting a free agent, Nick Chubb back.
By the way, he was on his way to leading the league in rushing. I mean, he was crushing it for the Browns when that injury happened. So we love Nick Chubb. We hope he gets back healthy. And listen, I'm wishing the best for Deshaun Watson. The point is, though, I feel like now, Mike, it's like we're talking about something that you wish is going to happen, and you kind of feel like maybe it won't. Like, when that trade went down, again, we talked about it. Should we have been in the mix? Oh, maybe our owner wanted it more than other people. It didn't go that way. And now, being a local kid, he's from Gainesville, you go, all right, I hope Deshaun, you're past all the stuff that happened, and you're going to be great. But I don't know. I'm starting to debate whether I'm hoping for something that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, you can laugh all the way to the bank if you're Deshaun Watson, but you're still the punchline to a joke.
Correct.
You know, you don't want that to be your legacy as an elite quarterback. Last year, we took Bijan Robinson, and some people say, you don't take running backs that high, but we think he's that special. And then the Detroit Lions move up, and they take Jahmyr Gibbs. Mm. And now a lot of folks are saying there won't be a running back taken in this year's draft next week.
I believe that.
In the first round.
There is nobody that is like specifically Bijan. I told you he was probably the fifth or sixth best player in the draft last year, which is why I thought that was great value where they took him. I don't think there will be a running back taken in the first round. Mike, should we be talking more about Nate Wiggins out of Clemson? He's a DB, 6'1", 173 pounds at the combine. He will get bigger. He will get stronger. But a lot of people are saying he has excellent instincts. We've been talking a lot about these DBs. Has he shown up in your mocks, Nate Wiggins?
Let me tell you, Nate Wiggins, that's a trade-down guy. Nate Wiggins is a guy you would trade down for. Now, I know that everybody's got their guys, but if you were looking at DBs, that's where you would like maybe trade down for somebody looking for one of those elite wide receivers. But, again, I got him. The Pro Football Focus guys, I know Randy Mack was talking about this off the air. They got him at 24. They got him just ahead of Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay.
They got Cooper DeJean, White Boy Rick. That's Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, Terrion Arnold, and then Nate Wiggins. That's PFF guys. I know that Daniel Jeremiah likes him better.
Okay. DeJean is number one, though.
DeJean is number one.
Yeah. On the number one corner.
On Pro Football Nerd. Mm. Guys who are not as analytics-based, Hair Helmet, McShay, Jeremiah, they don't have DeJean as number one.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I think he's a top three guy. I do. I don't know if he's the number one guy, but I do think he's one of the top three corners. We're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. By the way, Dukes and Bell in this hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. And then we're going to talk to Michael Rothstein about the Falcons. We are all draft all the time. 9 days as we count down, guys. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.